Everybody got picked by somebody.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I'm on a different, like, I mean, you guys are here and I'm up here. So, I mean, it's just
but the thing. I think it's a waste of for the talent you claim John Elway to have. I think it's a waste to have Randy Moss then.
Yeah, that's why? A good point.
If John Elway is that good,
gotta have it.
Compared to Aaron Rodgers.
But if John, I'm just saying, if John Elway is who you're saying he is,
he doesn't need
you. Moss. Should grab Dion or grab Barry to change it up.
You're listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Todd and his three sons, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon.
Welcome back to the Fox Den Sports Podcast, along with my three wonderful sons, Kellen, Gary, and Gannon. I'm Todd Fox, and together we are the Fox Den. And you can follow us on Twitter at Fox Den Sports and on Instagram at Fox Den Sports Podcast. And I keep forgetting, but we are on Facebook at Fox Den Sports Podcast as well. Or it may just be Fox Den Sports. I don't know, but we're on there. And with today marking our 73rd episode, what player do you think of that wore that jersey number, 73?
Good old Marshall Yanda. The old defensive lineman for the Baltimore Ravens. 8-time Pro Bowler. Offensive lineman, I'm sorry. 8-time Pro Bowler, 2-time All-Pro, and Super Bowl champion. I said Baltimore.
Okay.
All right. You want to think of old Larry Allen?
Oh, way to go. Thank you.
He's most known for signing a one-day contract with the Dallas Cowboys in 2008 so he could retire with them after a nice 15-year season or 15-season career. Drafted from Sonoma State College.
Yes.
Offensive guard, was an 11-time Pro Bowl, 7-time first-team All-Pro, and he actually was a member of the Super Bowl 30 champion Cowboys team. Named the 1990s and 2000s NFL All-Decades team. But he'll forever be known for signing a one-day contract with the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, he was one of the best left tackles ever, I think. I mean, the guy, first he started out on the right side when he first started, and I remember his rookie year, he didn't have trouble, but I know he wasn't, he had some issues with one of his legs or knees, but he had some issues, I remember. But dude was fantastic, one of the best ever. For sure. Gannon, who do you got?
I got good old Ralph Eugene Neely, offensive tackle for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. I mean, Kellen took mine. Larry Allen. John Hanna was there as well. He's a play for the Patriots. I think he may be a Hall of Famer as well. He was fantastic. Pretty good player. So it was Larry Allen's number for sure. Let's talk about Garrett and Gannon. First, your soccer game on Sunday. I guess it came down to the wire once again. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it was tied in the last minute and a half.
Yeah.
Again. Didn't get the game-winning goal this time, but, you know.
I think
it was 10-9, I think, was the final score.
Yeah.
High score.
Should have had a lot of goals.
5.
Gannon said you guys were down quite a bit of the game and came back.
Oh my!
Yeah, like
it was.
One,
I think it was like 6-2 or 6-3.
2-5 at one point. Yeah,
and then we just kind of brought it back. Got a quick goal, quick assist. The next thing we knew, you know, back to one goal game, and we were back in it.
Did you guys get much rest or not? Were you how many?
Nope. Oh no, I think we played probably 45 of the 50 minutes, I think.
At least.
And then...
So only like one sub, probably?
We had two, but two of the guys were completely randoms, and so they had a penny on, so they could only swap with each other. And then...
What does that mean?
Our one extra. Huh?
I've never heard of that before. What?
Penny? Like a jersey? Like one of those just little quick jerseys they toss on for a color?
Okay. Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about, but they couldn't like, whatever. I just figured, that's weird. That's weird.
But yeah. Those are the only subs we had, right? We didn't have.
No, we had one extra because
did we?
Yeah, we always had two on the bench, one of them being one of those guys.
How many flops did Gannon have? Any flops?
Two, maybe three.
Flop.
I don't think I had any.
That's good.
I think he had a couple.
Did you play defense mainly?
I think Gannon was more on the Gannon did do a lot of defense this week, but there was one play we combined for did he tell you about the Gannon's assist to me?
He did.
Yeah, we were on a quick break, and then one of the randoms passed it to me, and Gannon was just wide open in the middle, so I tapped it to him, made the run, and then Gannon hit me, and I had a tight angle with my left foot, but somehow I snuck it into the net.
What goal was that, number six of the game?
That was probably like, that was probably like three or four, because that's whenever we were down and we were coming back.
How many you got this year, you think? So many to count?
I mean, this season, probably 8 or 9.
Is that like, I'm talking about since you've been playing?
Yeah, since I've been playing, probably close to 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First off, I want to say, before we got on the podcast, Gannon was the last one to get on, and he has this gorgeous-looking haircut now. I mean, it's pretty – I think it looks good, man. I really do. Way to go, Gannon.
What made you decide to do this?
Let's hear it.
Like, I don't know. I'm curious.
Yeah, I just was having Ma cut it because it was getting a little too long. It was just annoying to take care of. And then she kept cutting shorter, and then it got to get a pretty good spot. And I was like, I just kind of want to go buzz.
Wow.
And after thinking about it for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Before you did it,
buzz it.
Looks good, actually, though. Does look good.
No, it does look good. Looks like
not many people can pull off the little kid without looking like a psycho.
Mom knows this is going on YouTube, right? She's like in the background, so she may want to shut the door. That's hilarious. But anyway, so that's pretty cool. You got that done, and then Garrett, you got some exciting news. Looks like you're going to be moving to UConn here. What, in October?
No, it'll probably be November or December by the time it's finished. But
Brighton time for Kellen to come home for Thanksgiving, help you move.
That's what we were thinking. You know, he can either do Thanksgiving, or we might push it back to a little Christmas, you know.
Are you
it'll have to be Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you aren't coming here for Christmas, are you? Because you came here last year?
Most likely not, just because of work schedules. But
hey, man.
Because we did Thanksgiving at Taylor's family's and Christmas at y'all's last year.
Well, we may all just come over there Christmas and stay in your little apartment with all six of us.
Hey, fine by me.
Sing Kumbaya.
Maybe we can go to a basketball game or something too, you know?
Or a Falcons, see who's in town.
Why haven't you gone yet? So like a basketball or a soccer game, man, or baseball.
Baseball, if you want me to be completely honest, sometimes I really just don't want to deal with the traffic that's over there.
Yeah.
I go out to eat, and if I go out to eat down in that area when there's a game going on, it triples my time to get to that restaurant.
Sure.
And I'll go there sometime. I just need to wait for the right time. Soccer, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the tickets for Messi's game are down to $125.
Oh, really?
Kind of thinking about dropping $300 and going.
I would. I'd go in a heartbeat, man, if I was there.
Like, I don't know, once in a lifetime opportunity.
No, sure. I agree. And speaking soccer real quick, I know Gannon and I had the privilege to have a podcast with Nick Megalutis, which is a fantastic podcast. I thought, and our friend Marcio was on as well. Did that on a new version that we call Coach's Corner. That was pretty good. We enjoyed that. And then Garrett, what were you saying? You think we need to make sure we do? Because you didn't realize how, what'd you just tell them what you were telling me earlier.
I just think we need to utilize like who he played, because obviously, I mean, not a lot of people probably know him, but everyone's going to know who he played against. Like you said, Pele, George Best, and there was a couple other guys that I was like, what the heck?
Beckenbauer,
Cruyff too.
Gerd Müller.
Cruyff, yeah, Johan.
Cruyff.
Or whatever.
Played some really good ones. So that's pretty cool that he played those guys. But it was good. I enjoyed it. I thought he was very classy and just answered our questions, and it was pretty neat. So folks that are watching us, go look at that on our YouTube channel, which is Fox Den Sports, or you can listen to it on any one of the podcasts that you have. The Oklahoma City Thunder draft. Last Thursday, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so we traded up to number 10 with Dallas. So Dallas had picked, what do you say? It's either Kaysen or Kaysen. I don't know how people say it. I think it's Kaysen. Both.
Kaysen.
Kaysen Wallace from Kentucky. But they did that knowing that they were going to trade him to us, which we received. We traded, what was the guy's name? Derek Lively. We picked him at 12 and then traded him to Dallas. So we had 12 and they had 10, and we just swapped picks. But we also got Davis Bertans. What are your thoughts on – let's just walk through it real quick. First off, the pick of Kaysen Wallace.
I think it's a good pick. I mean, who else were we going to take? He's arguably the best defensive guard in the draft. And then Kentucky guards also come in. They're, like, solid.
Yeah.
But then after 3 or 4 years, they become top 20, top 15, top 10 guard in the league. Like, it happens every single year. There's a new Kentucky guard that just explodes. It's been Shea the past 3 years, but there's Booker, Jamal Murray.
Like, oh, yeah.
Some of the biggest names. So, like, what'd you say?
I was going to say Murray's just been on fire, too. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but
those Kentucky guys come in and just start rolling.
He's not even the best one. Yeah, no. Aaron Fox, that's a good one. So, I mean, whatever they're doing, they got good growth-like material.
Yeah.
And if he comes in super good at defense, like, that's already a good step one.
Exciting. Garrett, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I think he's a good player. I just don't think he is the right one that the Thunder should have picked. He's not going to, like, that's going to push one of three players out, which we know one of them's not, which is going to be Shea, Giddy, or Dort. And then,
I mean, not necessarily.
Not this year, I don't think. Maybe future.
Yeah, next year. But, like, you are not going to be playing those four guys with consistent solid for all four of them. I think we should have gone someone who's a little bigger because the guy's only 6'2", so he's going to be one of our shortest players on the team.
I thought he's 6'4". Is that right? 6'2"?
6'2", yeah.
I think Dort's 6'1" or 6'2" also. It's like you can make do with the shorter height. But also, we gave like Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, like a lot of guys, and Wiggins is kind of a natural small forward, but they got a lot of minutes, whether it was with one or two other guards.
Well, yeah, but Joe's another one that needs minutes in.
But we'll get Trey Mann and Lindy Waters probably out of here. Like, that'll clear up enough.
Yeah, but they didn't play very. They probably combined for 8 minutes a game. Like, they didn't play very much at all. Anyways, I think we should have gone someone who's bigger and fit our rotation more. Like, I think we should have kept Derek Lively. I think he's going to be better, like, having him in the center and letting Chet play four, because now we're forcing Chet to play five. We don't have any option at five because Jason Williams
Jalen Williams.
Like, that guy is not.
He's a power forward, yeah.
Yeah, he is not the size you want at a center, and we saw that in the playoffs last year and throughout the season. Like, we have nobody else to cover the five spot.
We still have one of the best offenses is when we kind of go positionless. Yeah, defense is kind of like is very shaky. But offensively, like the past, but that 1 year with Chris Paul and Schroeder, and then this past year, when we go positionless and have a bunch of guards, we have one of the highest rating offenses. Now, yeah, defensively, you're right. Like, we might be kind of shaky there. But
well, this kid – Wallace is a good defensive player. My personal opinion is he'll probably have Dort kind of show him the NBA this year, maybe. And then I would expect Dort maybe to be off the team maybe after this year, possibly the next. I don't know. I just think if he's, that is, of course, if Wallace turns out to be a really good, good NBA player, it'll be interesting to see. His shooting is okay. I mean, it's not great, but it's not terrible. I mean, it's better than, who was the kid that used to play for us that couldn't shoot? It was good defense. Cephalosha.
Robertson.
And, oh, that's who. Yeah, Robertson. Yeah. Nothing like that. But who's to say that Presti isn't going to go out? I guarantee you he's going to get a big man between now and then. The problem is who's leaving? I mean, there's no telling who's going to be leaving because they can't keep them all. They can't play them all. You know what I mean?
A few of them will go down to the G League and then
sure
trade a couple that don't play anyways. I think we'll be fine there.
What were your thoughts on the second round pick, the kid from Kansas State, Johnson?
I mean, he's a really good athlete, but like he's the same deal. He's his whole life been playing the three, yeah. And he's only like 6'4". He's the guy you were thinking of. So he's a really small forward, and he doesn't really naturally play the two or the, because he can't shoot. He's not the greatest shooter. I think he's a below average defender. Again, second rounder, you can't hit on it. Like, he's a really good athlete. But I don't think we'll see him on the roster.
Explain to me, what is a two-way contract? What does that mean? I don't understand what a two-way contract is.
You can play NBA and the G League.
Oh, really?
Like, OKC can just send him up and down. Like, we did a lot with Poku. I mean, a lot of guys, actually.
We did it with Poku a lot. Dort did it at first, maybe?
Yeah, we signed it. Yeah, barely, though.
And then what's Ray the Mann kid's did name a lot. From last year's Zhang?
Yeah, he did some.
Uh-huh. So he's another guy. I mean, that supposedly, we may have talked about it here, but somebody told me he grew. And he's like almost 7 foot tall now. Have you heard that?
Yeah, that's what Gary said.
Yeah, I need to look into that and see if it's actually true, because apparently that was a meme going around. But
well, I heard the same thing from people at work. So, of course, they could have all seen the same meme. But, yeah, because this shows him.
I saw
6'9".
The meme about Kuminga being 7 foot, but I didn't see anything about our guy.
Was there anything about draft night that was surprising? Was there trades made?
Nothing crazy?
I'm trying to think if there was. Because we've already talked about Chris Paul.
Supposedly, did you see that the GM did that by accident and he's like upset right now?
No, there's no way. What, trading Chris Paul?
Trading away Jordan Poole.
Oh, come on. There's no hell. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I don't know.
That'd be crazy. What about, okay, in this trade, we made, we got the Bertans guy as well, who, he's going to make $17 million this next year. The Thunder will have the option at the end of the year to cut him and only lose $5 million off of that. So he's going to get paid $17 million. I guess they could trade him at some point if somebody wanted him.
We've done that.
Yeah, we've done it before
so many times, like Chris Paul.
Yeah,
Al Horford. Like, we'll just take somebody who has no value.
Yeah,
somehow get a first round pick.
Any thoughts on that trade? Because I got some thoughts.
Well, those scenarios, though, they had multiple years on the contract. This guy's only got 1 year left.
True.
Well, that's kind of an upside, though, because if a team just wants him for 1 year and then the team option, they could just take him. But, sure. Like, Al Horford, I think, only had 1 year left because he, I think, then re-signed. But, I mean, it doesn't hurt to get him. We moved up two spots in the draft and got a player, like,
yeah, he's 6'10".
Never going to hurt.
He's a spot shooter, right?
Yeah, he's a shooter, not necessarily spot.
He's only had one season, which, let me see how many seasons, according to this, he's played. Well, it doesn't say, so fabulous. But let me look here. Sorry. Keep talking.
I mean, he's been in the league for a minute.
I mean, he was.
Yeah, he started at San Antonio, I think.
Yeah, so 2000. So he's played for San Antonio for 3 years, then Washington for three, and then Dallas for two is what it looks like. So he's been playing 8 years. So this will be his ninth year, probably, looks like. So, but
yeah,
44% three-point shooting from the corners. And he's like a 37. He's only had 1 year where he shot under that, basically, at 44%. He's only had 1 year where he's below 37% total three. So if he could play 5-10 minutes a game, if that, there's going to be times where he doesn't need to play, and that's fine, probably. I don't think he'll have a problem. I don't think that he may, but the team's not going to have a problem doing that. But if he were to go out there for 5-10 minutes a night and he was able to get you two or three three-pointers, of course, he could miss two or three. But you know what I mean? Because if he's –
he'll probably play more than that.
You think
he'll
so?
Probably play close to 10 to 15.
Do you really think
maybe,
so?
Maybe 18.
I don't think he's going to play that much.
You're not going to raise any value with 10 minutes.
Well –
he beat Steph and Clay in a three-point contest. Like, he won the three-point contest once.
When? Like, one of the NBA
like 20,
ones?
Yeah.
No kidding it for, was, like, for a...
super random, but...
Wow.
Huh. He's a good shooter. He just sometimes takes some interesting shots. Yeah. But if you have Shea and Giddy setting you up, like, you're going to have some open shots as long as he makes them, like...
Sure. That'll be interesting to see how well... this whole team gets together. I know I was listening to the radio on the way home today, and they were complaining, saying that basically the Thunder are not giving up next year, but already kind of saying, hey, we're not going to be that great next year. I'm like, well, I don't know.
When do we say that?
That's what they're saying, like by drafting who they draft. I'm like, first off, like, I don't know who else could have been there. I mean, Garrett was talking about the Lively guy, maybe. I don't know, but I mean, I'm happy with whatever Presti thinks, because I personally think Presti, when he makes moves, he's thinking two or three moves ahead as well. That's what I'm thinking.
Different though, because this is that's the exact guy everyone thought we were going to pick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every mock draft had us towards the end, had us picking.
Yeah, you're right. I saw a couple of them that did have him for sure. I remember that now, because I was like, because I automatically thought, well, we won't get him because he's a guard. That's what I thought. But hey, Presti pretty much knows what he's doing, I think.
Well, and there's just because we drafted a guard and got Davis Bertans doesn't mean we're just like, we're giving up. Like, we got Chet, who didn't even play last year. Like, we're going to be better.
Yeah. I mean, and here's the only thing, like, my question would be, and I'm not saying we're not going to be good, but my question is, like, how many games did we win last year that it was like some of the stars set out, you know, like it was the second game or they, you know, how they do the load management?
Not many.
Cause that's what I'm asking. Cause I don't know the answer to that. Like, how many were that? Cause eventually we're going to start getting, like, you know, all the few big name players at some point will stop doing load management.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
But yeah. You know,
honestly,
what I mean?
Like, we didn't get light treatment like we did past years.
Yeah.
Like, we honestly played. We did have some. Like, if there's, 30, 40 games that are really hard games, I think maybe 15%, 20% of those games might have been, like, easier than they could have been.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, that's – everybody gets that treatment. Because I see what you're saying, but it's fine, I think, with that.
Anything in Atlanta, Kellen? Do you ever hear anybody talking about the Hawks? Nothing really.
No, nobody.
It's all just
football. Nobody talks about the Hawks.
It's all baseball and Georgia Bulldogs.
Some baseball, all Bulldogs.
Yeah.
One dude I hear talk about soccer.
Wow.
But it's 90% Bulldogs, 9% baseball, 1% soccer.
I'm just wondering if Trae Young's going to stay, if he'll be there next year or if he'll be gone. Who knows? Anything could happen. Because there's him, there's Zion, there's Dame. What other players do you guys keep hearing maybe part of trades? Like, what's going on with 76ers and Tobias Harris? Do you know? I know he's all up.
Tobias Harris's dad.
Yeah, that's what it mainly is. But what's he mad about? Because they haven't re-signed him or what?
I don't even really know. I think he feels like he's being underused.
So I'm not sure. I'm just interested in seeing what Presti does this year with the players and who he and Dagnall decide to keep and play and all that. It'll be very interesting to see. So cannot wait at all.
Fox Den Sports.
Here's a question. What for the from these players, because I sent you guys the text message just a little bit ago. All right. And there's pick any three in their prime to build your team around. These three: Randy Moss, Deion Sanders, Aaron Rodgers, Barry Sanders, John Elway, or Lawrence Taylor. And Lawrence Taylor. Those are the so you can get three of those guys that's in their prime to help not build your team around, but help build your team. What three are you taking? Are those guys?
Deion, LT, and Rodgers.
So you're going to take Deion Sanders, LT, and Aaron Rodgers. Okay.
It's my exact three.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Kellen?
Deion, Lawrence, and Barry.
Barry Sanders.
Questionable. Deion. Questionable.
Well, cause,
who was your second? Moss?
No. Deion, Lawrence, and Barry.
Oh, okay.
My defense going to be stacked, and then with the run game, the run threat, it's going to open up anything for any quarterback that's playing.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you guys, you're all wrong. John Elway, Randy Moss, and Lawrence Taylor. And it's not even close. Moss.
Elway over Rodgers is already just like.
Elway's way better than Rodgers. No.
Prime Rodgers. Prime, if you take everybody in their prime, Prime Rodgers.
Prime Elway was Elway's so talent, much better.
No. Elway's talent is not even. I would probably put him as a tier 4 or 5.
No shot.
Elway's overrated.
No shot.
Anyway, we're taking so strictly better. Prime. Rodgers is one of the best of all time.
Take it out of his nostalgic days.
Exactly. Randy Moss, guess what? If you're paying a big receiver money, ain't going to happen.
Randy Moss would be incredible with.
No, he is John incredible, Elway. But I'm just don't saying. Think he's more valuable than one of the best running backs in history.
I just
see that's the difference though. Rodgers doesn't need Randy Moss, so I see where you were going with the Elway Moss connection there.
I feel the like it's a waste to do a quarterback. And
Rodgers
Moss.
Doesn't need Randy Moss because he's a better quarterback.
Whatever, man. No, Elway would be the man, and Randy Moss would be catching some deep balls. Randy Moss and Deion Sanders would be a very nice matchup. Sanders would win some battles. But Moss would win some as well. That would be fun to watch. Barry Sanders, don't get me wrong, I would love it. I think the way the NFL is played nowadays, it's just
running backs
hard.
Are pointless now.
But I think it'd be different if you have prime Barry Sanders.
I don't disagree with you. I don't, especially with a decent offensive line.
I don't think
we have
a running back like that right now.
Yeah, no, we don't.
We haven't had a true running back. I feel like since
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, but he's a different style of running back. He's just massive.
He's like an Earl Campbell, run you over and like. Just a freight train coming at you. And
his is less, he's skilled, but his is less skill and more just body.
No, yeah. I agree this style, but like, and I'm not saying Derek.
I'm just saying like
good.
A true, like I watched some Peterson highlights the other day and like,
who?
Like Peterson? Just from his rookie season. And it was just insane.
Who? Peterson?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was incredible.
I don't think we've had a running back since then, but I think
we have.
So I think if you bring somebody like Barry Sanders in, it changes the game.
We haven't. I mean, Derrick Henry is probably the best since Adrian Peterson. I'd have to sit there and think about it, but he probably is the best since
consistently. I think like rookie Zeke was better than Derrick Henry. Maybe.
No, not even close.
He was
rookie Zeke was better than Henry.
Now,
first year.
I don't know.
I agree with that, but as far as I still think Henry's better than Zeke. Yeah, for sure. But Lawrence Taylor coming off the edge, woo, man.
I think we all had him, right?
Oh yeah, we did.
But that's what I'm saying. If you have Deion and Lawrence, team's not going to score, and all you have is Barry Sanders running it, and he's just wasting some clock. Deion and Lawrence are over there resting
because Deion would shut down this side of the field, and you. Depending on which side you had him on, and then hypothetically, if you had Lawrence Taylor on the other side, but whatever. Bottom line is you would have a hard time with having to worry about Lawrence Taylor and then trying to throw on Deion. You basically wouldn't do it. You wouldn't throw on Deion
So you're basically saying all of ours is better than yours?
No, I'm not saying that. I think it's good. I think it's a good pick. I'm just saying I would take Elway, Moss, and Taylor. And then looking on here, who's the only player? Did everybody at least get picked one person? I'm the only one picked Moss, right? And I'm the only one picked Elway.
Everybody got picked by somebody.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I'm on a different, like, I mean, you guys are here and I'm up here. So, I mean, it's just
the thing. I think it's a waste of, for the talent you claim John Elway to have, I think it's a waste to have Randy Moss then.
That's
why?
A good point.
If John Elway is that good,
gotta have it.
Compared to Aaron Rodgers?
But if John, I'm just saying, if John Elway is who you're saying he is, he doesn't
need
you Moss. Should grab Dion or grab Barry to change it up.
Here's some homework.
Like, with that, you're just going all in on throwing the ball.
Homework for next week. You guys got to watch at least an hour's worth of some John Elway highlights.
You got to watch some Rodgers highlights.
Oh, I've watched
him.
That's
what I'm saying. Prime Rodgers.
Elway was.
Have you been watching him dice up the Cowboys for the last decade? Or is that just, is that just me?
He's got.
I could dice up the Cowboys the last decade. Yeah.
Huh?
Thank you.
What'd you say?
What?
You're all like looking at me like, yeah, you're right. I mean, you didn't have anything to say because I mean, I would go out there and beat the Cowboys a quarterback.
I'm
going to
destroy you.
Yeah.
You'd make Dig.
Paul
make,
would crumble if Micah just like running at him.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about before Mike. Before Mike, I'd be like, hey, guys, and then have a little cup of coffee while I was back there waiting, and then be done, man. Throw it to Randy Moss. We'll be in good shape. So tell me this.
You'd for probably 50... be better than Elway.
Who? Oh, whatever. He was so good. You guys
Elway's
have no
Elway's the only player in history that looks like the mascot of his team.
The only one I would take off from that list that I talked about, man, like if I were to take somebody off and add somebody, I would add Dion because, to Kellen's point, the defense, and I would probably take off the Moss.
Well, it was pick 3, not 4, though.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying if I did, because, I mean, I love the thought of, like, Kellen's guy. I think Kellen may be the only one that picked Dion and Taylor, right?
I love a good defense.
And that would,
I think all three of us did.
You were the only one that didn't. Golly, man, you just don't.
What are you talking about?
They both picked all three the same, of us but chose they picked, Dion they picked Rodgers on offense.
Well, I'm still winning, so. We'll be able to see all the comments under our YouTube channel, all the comments people are going to make about who won between the four of us. For $50,000,
yes,
okay, you would get paid $50,000 after a year, but you would have to eat one fast food restaurant chain for every meal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. First off, could you do it, and which fast food place would you choose for 50 grand at the end of the year? Or would you be
do that. Yes.
I could do that.
I would 100% do that, and I'd go Chick-fil-A.
That's awesome.
On Sundays, I'd fast.
Hey.
Or you could buy some extras on Saturday.
Have a little market salad in the fridge. I think I got to agree with Gary on the Chick-fil-A.
I would say a good backup would be Cookout, because they have everything.
Yeah, but dude. But,
breakfast. Like, no, that's my thing. What has a good breakfast?
You would not survive that year. No, Gary. Yeah, like you 2 weeks of cookout, you would not be hungry for breakfast, Gary.
All the burgers what did I used to get? The burgers and quesadillas or whatever, or hot dogs.
Yeah, I don't know
quesadillas.
What you're thinking.
Cheese curds.
I think Chick-fil-A is the best option. Yeah, I agree.
That's
smoothies too.
Yeah, that is a good option.
You got wraps. Their salads are pretty good. They got great breakfast.
They do have good breakfast. They have soups, they have mac and cheese, they have salads, they've got chicken sandwiches.
For being a chicken place, they got a lot of options.
They do. But it would be interesting.
I'm trying to think if there's any other choice that like I could actually like.
Nah.
I was thinking, because Chick-fil-A is just easy.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean,
I don't know about another place. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
If Sonic didn't make you feel like trash, I'd say Sonic, because they got good choices.
That's why
you eat that. 2 or 3 times a day, you're going to die.
That's what
you eat that cookout, twice a week, you're dead.
Cookout makes me feel like.
That's what I'm saying. And cookout's fantastic, but if I ate that,
it's tasty.
If I ate that 3 times in 1 week, I would not survive.
What about a restaurant instead of a fast food? What's a restaurant that you would like to eat once a year or once every day for a year, breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
I think Chick-fil-A probably.
Restaurant?
Did you not just ask the same exact question that you asked?
He said not fast food.
Not fast food. Like a restaurant.
It doesn't have to be fast food.
Is there even a place not fast food that's breakfast, lunch, dinner?
What about like Boomerang?
Torchy's does. Like
what does Torchy's got?
Like think about it.
I don't know. I haven't had their breakfast.
Boomerang
is pretty good.
Or
no, I can see. Yeah.
Crackle Barrel.
Oh man.
You know what I mean? You could have so many different meals there.
Really, just any breakfast place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if I go to Cracker Barrel, I'm gonna need like a side of seasoning for myself.
So
I'd probably do something like, we got this restaurant called La Madeleine, or it's kind of like the Aviary. So they got like good breakfast. They got soups, salads, French dips. They got
crepes,
stuff like that. I'd probably do like a little French bakery.
Speaking of,
I have no idea.
Cracker Barrel. How about telling the story of the time whenever? Was it Gary that ate the gravy or whatever it was? What was it? Because I wasn't
Grandma there. Grits.
Yeah, what was it? No, was it grits?
It was gravy.
It was gravy because there's no way Gary would eat grits.
Grits.
Gary would not eat grits. I can tell you that. So
That's what makes the story even weirder, and how you can see that he didn't see it coming.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. Where was it at? Yeah, just tell us a little story.
It was definitely grits.
No.
How old was he?
Why would Gary get grits?
I just remember, I think he tried it, and then he's like, hey, it's not bad. And then he started eating, and then he was like, yeah, I've never eaten that again. I'm pretty sure it was grits. I'm being serious.
I've never even tried grits.
There you go.
Now, you probably wiped it out of your memory after this, yeah.
Where was it at? Do you remember?
We're at a Cracker Barrel. I don't know where. Just a Cracker Barrel somewhere. They all feel the same inside. In my mind, the table had a big old basket of biscuits, a bowl of gravy. Grandma gets a little gravy on her biscuit, takes that spoon, puts it back in the gravy, and me and Gannon are like, well.
Hang on, you got to say it for the people who are listening.
Oh, yeah, just licks that spoon nice and dry.
And then just puts it back in the gravy?
Puts it back in the bowl of the gravy.
To get more?
No, it's just done.
Just left the spoon in there?
Oh, yeah. Just let it marinate. Me and Gannon see. We're like, well, I guess we're eating these dry biscuits. And then you see Gary, and he just, poor Gary, he grabs the spoon, sprinkling it on, pouring it on top of his biscuits. And me and Gannon, for the people that are just listening, me and Gannon are just sitting there, like, just this look of, like, panic and just shaking our head. And Gary's like, looking confused, like, what are you like?
Is he sitting across from you?
I believe he's sitting next to me. Gannon's sitting on my right, Gary's sitting on my left, and we're just looking at him, but we're like, we can't say it out loud.
Just like,
so we're just shaking our head, like, we were trying,
and he's looking at you like,
we didn't want this for our brother. Like,
we wouldn't wish this upon anybody.
That's what I'm saying. I like to pull a good prank, but this was too far. I don't even. When did we tell him? Tell you? Did we tell you after we left? Did we tell
probably
you
like
right
in the car? I think or something
in the car, and he's tears streaming down his face.
That's so funny.
It was just
great stuff.
We tried to help him. We really did. There's only so much we could do in that situation.
Well, yeah, I know. Clay did it at our house one time when we were in Springfield the second time. He got his fork that he was using and scraped off some mashed potatoes off the spoon and put it back in. We're like,
who does that?
Yeah, exactly.
Only the McDonald's.
How many people like leave comments down and tell us if you do that? Cause it's like putting your whole mouth in the mashed potatoes. So,
cause if you do, get out of here. We don't want you. You don't belong in the Fox Den.
Well,
we really do appreciate your support.
We do appreciate your support, though. Yes.
You know,
we're
not new to this. We're true to this, and exactly. we appreciate all of it.
We're not average. We're savage.
We're savage, but not average. So tell me, what non-pizza topping would you try on pizza?
What do you mean by non-pizza topping? Because I've had some stuff that's everything's not on a standard pizza topping, pizza. Isn't
it? Nah.
What'd you say, Gannon?
I feel like everything's a pizza topping.
No.
Like, well, then what's yours? Does that count? I've had that on pizza.
Yeah, it's a pizza topping.
Maybe like some pickles or something, you know?
Well, I mean, you can have a hamburger pizza, but yeah, you're, I mean, like, but yeah. That's something that's what I'm talking about.
But no. That would not
be. Like, would you have chocolate on a pizza or?
Well, that's just a dessert pizza.
Apples or, no, I'm talking about like a normal pizza, like a, with not a, you know what I mean? Like
there's some crab on there.
Yeah. Let's say you had, okay.
Ooh.
Some crab. Ooh. That does sound pretty good, actually.
I bet there's places that have done that, but I've never had it. So that's good.
Salmon. I could do some salmon on.
If you do the salmon right, I could see that being good.
Yeah.
I'll say this because people here hate it when I say it. Mandarin oranges.
What do you mean, people here? What do you mean by that? What do you mean?
I've told people here. People have talked about like your favorite pizza or your like one of a unique pizza you like, and I posted a picture of that in our group chat at work, and people didn't talk to me for like a week. They think I'm a psycho.
The Hideaway one.
They don't understand. Now, if you don't like Hawaiian pizza, you're not gonna like it. But if you like pineapple on your pizza, that's a great compliment.
I don't mind it, but it's just there's a lot of other things I want on there before that. I mean, I'd rather have just the Canadian bacon versus.
It's just something so different. Like, yeah. I like to have a hamburger and then and the Maui Magic because, like, I can't do all Maui Magic because that's just too much sweet.
Sure.
But it's nice to have that occasional slice there.
Sure. And then lastly, rank these parties blindly without knowing what comes next. Okay. So you got 1 through 5. 1 through 5, and you're going to rank these parties 1 through 5 without knowing what comes next. Birthday party.
Whose?
4.
Yeah, whose is it?
I mean, it's a birthday
I
party.
I got to go with Gannon 4.
4. Yeah, I'm going to go 4.
Wedding party.
2.
3.
I'm leaning towards 5 right now, but I'm going to go like 3 because I don't know what's going to be 5.
Political party.
5.
Dinner party.
1. 3.
I'm risking it for the biscuit. Give me 2.
Bachelor party.
Oh, yeah. Number 1, baby. I didn't have one, but number 1.
That.
Hey, we went to Topgolf and gave you some donut holes.
Yeah, so it was some cream inside.
What was Kelly showing us something like her shirt or something earlier? What was that?
She showed it to the world right there.
No, it was just wait, it showed what? What was it?
It just looked like a heart or something on her shirt. I don't know what was she doing.
I think it was a star.
Oh no. She was looking at Gannon's haircut, but that's for next week's Taylor Swift concert.
When is that next week?
Apparently. I did not know this.
In Kansas City?
Gary, what days?
I think she's leaving Wednesday.
What does she come back?
Saturday or Sunday. Yeah.
What are you saying? Him come down or something?
I think Taylor's out of town that weekend.
Ooh.
FIFA player's going to be a 98.
That's what I'm saying. Time to hop
that's
on that.
You goobers are going to be playing video games for.
Somebody's not going to get very much sleep.
96 straight hours or something.
You got to take advantage of it when you get to this age, Bo. You know, yeah. when you get married, you don't really got that kind of time anymore.
Who do you think you're telling?
Because they're both married.
You kidding me, dude? It's Paul's regime sometimes, so. Gannon, get a little closer. We want a little close-up of that hairdo, man. Come on. Get a little closer.
Have you shown Eve yet, or has she seen yet?
No, not yet.
Well,
she just posted on the B-Rail.
Back to a single man.
Like,
oh, that's what you should do. Not even send her a picture. Wait till B-Rail.
Does she hop on B-Rail very often?
She does.
I see her like your stuff sometimes.
She does, yeah.
You do whatever you want. I just think that'd be
funny. Kellen.
What?
Okay. You at the time.
It's called a reaction, not a like.
I don't really know what this dot is. I'm hoping it kind of.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, I was wondering that earlier, but I wasn't going to say anything.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I think it's
because
my
hair was like, it was like a third eye staring me right in the face.
Hair, man.
I know, it's like, dong.
It's really not that
you look down and I get freaking like possessed or like hypnotized. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I believe it, yeah. I gotta walk around like this, make sure nobody sees it.
Oh, stop it.
Now you look like a psycho.
People behind you will see it then. You walk like that.
You look like that dude from Prison Break.
I have no idea who that is.
That's a good movie or a good show. I mean, that's a pretty decent show. Anything going on this week?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Well, fantastic.
I think the Fox NFC is about to hop on some FIFA hopefully sometime tonight. Count had a career high 4 goals last night. Lance 4 assists. We've been lining up recently. Currently Division 7.
We gotta have some supper here in a little bit.
We'll find time.
Well, good deal. Everybody have a wonderful week, and we want to thank all the listeners out there and those watching. We appreciate you spending your time with us. Even hopefully we made you laugh. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We want to remind you that iron does sharpen iron. Iron sharpens iron. And please stay safe. Be savage and not average. And remember to join the skulk. And until next time, Gannon.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast with Todd, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon. Find us on Facebook at Fox Den Sports. That's Fox with 2 X's. Drop us an email at foxdensports@yahoo.com. And be sure to share this podcast with other sports fans in your life. This has been Fox Den Sports.